Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com. Also, my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website is an easy one to remember, weather.utexas.edu. It is a Wednesday, the ninth day of March, 2022. Here are my audio weather thoughts as we look over the next 7 days or so for Austin and South Central Texas. The upper-level low-pressure storm system crossed to our south yesterday and produced some rain showers, even a few thunderstorms in the easternmost areas. But overnight, that system has moved further away from us, and the clouds are finally thinning across the area. Expect plenty of sunshine, a dry weather pattern, high pressure persisting overhead, I think today into tonight, into tomorrow. Temperatures will be warming up just a bit with the surface high now to the east of the area, actually, and as a result, more of a southerly wind developing across South Central Texas. So really good outdoor weather today as well as tomorrow. By tomorrow night into early Friday, another passing upper air disturbance, and this will shape the upper parts of the atmosphere, the steering winds, if you will, to allow a strong cold front to move southward across the area, and expecting that sometime just about daybreak or a little thereafter on Friday morning. Folks, as it approaches the area, the clouds pick up late tomorrow night into Friday morning. Could be a few sprinkles developing with the overnight hours tomorrow night in advance of the front, and as the front goes through, maybe a shower. But the main thing we're going to see is much colder air traversing the area, moving in from the north to the south. Our lows tomorrow night of 46 to 48 will likely be the high temperature on Friday. In fact, we're liable to fall back into the upper 30s during the day on Friday because there will be some lingering clouds back in the colder air and even a little bit of light rain. So the passing upper air disturbance may lag behind the front just a bit and allow for a little bit of rain. You folks up north, northern parts of Llano and Burnett, Williamson, northern parts of Milam County up toward the Temple Waco area, we may see a little bit of sleet mixed with the rain as it ends during the day on Friday, but ground temperatures and the surface temperatures themselves will be well above freezing, so it should not cause much of an issue. Again, that would be limited to the northern parts of the I-35 corridor. Once that system completely passes on Friday, clouds break in the afternoon into the evening, allowing for a clear sky both Friday night and Saturday night. A pretty hard freeze, especially over the hill country. A light freeze throughout much of the I-35 corridor, with the exception of maybe downtown Austin under that clear sky. During the day, sunshine around the area for, I think, Saturday and Sunday. But we begin a warming trend once again as southerly winds return to the area, back close to 70 probably on Sunday. And with sunshine, we begin spring break Monday into Tuesday with plenty of sunshine and much warmer temperatures. It'll be approaching 80 for daytime highs for Monday as well as Tuesday. No real front seen in there, so I don't expect any issues with that. And really, outdoor weather, you got it. Plenty of sunshine, and it looks like a dry weather pattern setting in. If you're looking out beyond the 7-day forecast, the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center up in College Park, Maryland is suggesting that temperatures are going to be pretty close to average and rainfall will be below average in the 8 to 14-day period. It carries us out for a week beyond the 7-day forecast. And so it looks like spring break may be basically dry across South Central Texas if you look at the forecast in combination with the outlook for that longer range period. Oh yeah, I meant to mention rainfall as well. Over the next 7 days for Austin, for South Central Texas, rainfall shall generally be less, I think, than about a tenth of an inch. And that would come sometime late Thursday night into Friday as that next cold front and upper air disturbance moves across the area. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Wednesday, ninth day of March, 2022. I'll update my 7-day forecast online on the website, as well as my audio weather thoughts once again. I'll update those tomorrow morning, Thursday morning. Meanwhile, enjoy the sunshine, a little warmer temperatures today. Have yourself a good Wednesday.